to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, nurses and doctors, the red-haired and the pink-haired. And the brown-haired. And the blonde, the blondes. The poor picked-on blondes. We are all children of sex. Even the no-haired. Yes. We are all children of sex. With a capital X. And sex is what brings us into the world. Sex is what motivates us to stick around for a while. Because sex is the trick we play on death. The last gasp. Ah. Although panting could mean you're just very angry. But then, blow me! Right, Brother Mel? Poor Brother Mel. Get out of here. This country ain't big enough for you, Brother Mel. Yes, we are going to talk about our brothers and sisters tonight with our brothers and sisters here at Radio Susie One. That's what you're listening to. I feel gossipy tonight. Yeah. Love to gossip about other people's problems. Makes us feel better about our own. But I've got some interesting people here in my studio tonight. I want to talk about their problems. Anyway, I want to welcome them to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. That's what you're listening to. And if you want to give us a call, our number is 1-866-289-7068. That's if you're lucky enough to be in North America. But if you fled with your estranged wife to Australia, or if you're a bonobo in the Congo, well, you have to call our regular number, which is 213-670-0066. Our featured guest tonight is the lovely, the luscious, could eat her up, April Flores, a.k.a. Fatty D. But she has just arrived, and she's like getting herself comfy. So, I'm going to talk with these lovely ladies who are sitting before me. Let's start with the redhead.
Hello, my name is Rebbit, and I'm from godsgirls.com.
Ooh, Redda. That couldn't be because of the Redda hair.
It's actually a rabbit. Close.
A rabbit?
Yeah.
You're rabbit.
Rabbit.
Rabbit. I'm thinking red, so I'm seeing red.
I'm hearing
red.
Very red.
Everything's red. But you're a rabbit. Does that mean you got a cute little tail?
Yes, it does.
Because you're sitting on it right now. I can't really see it. You know, I'm looking at Necro Nurse here. It looks like you've seen her tail. Hi, Necro Nurse. Let's turn on her mic. Yes. Necro Nurse.
Hello. Necro Nurse has definitely seen my tail.
Ooh,
I have seen her tail, yes.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. I saw it today, actually.
Oh, really? Not in a hospital bed, I hope.
No, in a piercing studio.
In a piercing? You got your tail pierced?
No, but we did get a little bit naughty in the piercing studio today.
Really? Did you get something pierced?
Mm-hmm. I got my nipples pierced.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Can we see?
Yeah.
Let's see. Where's my cameras? Come on. Yeah. Look at this. Nice bra. Oh, look at that. Nice natural boobs. Mm-hmm. With a little bitty piercing in there.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, you could leave those. You could leave that up for a little while.
Okay. Leave that up.
You should. Well, first of all, don't you think you should air that out? I mean, after all, yeah. Take off the T-shirt. Take it off. You want to help her with that? You know. I mean, she's a nurse. She's in the helping profession. You're a real nurse, right?
Yeah. It feels weird to be on the other side.
Yeah, on the other side, being helped. Oh, the bra just comes right off.
Thank
okay.
You.
There we go. Fell right off. See, you didn't even need much help. Because God is on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Absolutely.
All right, we're starting out topless early. I'm having fun tonight. Necro Nurse, welcome to Radio Suzy One and the Speakeasy.
Much.
This is your first time here.
It is, yeah.
But we've been communicating with you via Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You're a good twit.
A twatter.
A twatter. We're at another part of the anatomy already. Well, we're going to get there eventually, but... Yes, I've enjoyed your tweets. I think I met you through Rubber Necro, but maybe I'm just going with
Jenna
the Necro
Valentine,
thing.
Actually, Jenna. From God's Girls. Yeah.
Okay, maybe so. You should meet Rubber Necro.
Yeah?
Because you're both Necro.
That would be awesome.
Right. But Jenna Valentine,
mm-hmm.
and Tornadalise. Okay, yeah, it's a little tough, but we've had them both on the show, and they're fun girls.
Yeah, we love them both.
And they are insane twat.
Yeah,
Twitterers.
We don't tweet as much as they do.
Are you about to take your top off?
Oh no.
Oh.
You can. Sorry.
You can.
I saw her fiddling with your top.
I feel lonely.
Okay, my next guest.
I'm excited.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name's Janelle.
Okay, I wasn't sure. No,
I don't really know what to say about myself.
I know that's your real name.
Yeah,
and
is.
I didn't want to introduce you just in case you wanted to use an alias or something, but no, there you go.
I'll respond to Alice, but I don't really use it that often.
You respond
to
aliases.
No, to Alice.
Oh, Alice.
Yes.
Right, Alice is your alias.
Yes.
Right, okay. And that's in Wonderland?
That's where it came from, yes.
Yeah.
But it was associated with SG from like 9.5 years ago, I guess now. So, yeah.
One pill makes you
smaller,
larger.
You know.
One pill makes you small, but the one that mother gives you won't do anything at all.
Pretty much.
Actually, I don't know about that. I think the one mother gives you does things. But
well,
anyway.
It really depends on the mother, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah. Oh, that's true. My mother actually would give out happy pills, which were just M&Ms. But it did something. Chocolate, you know. Very exciting. All right, well, here we all are. Let's talk about sex.
Let's.
Okay.
Yes, let's begin.
What do you think of when I say sex?
I think of a good time. I think of...
okay, a good time. For a good time, call
Rabbit. For a good time, call Rabbit.
Mm.
I'm all about good times.
Yeah? Is that what you put on your God's Girls profile?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all over my God's Girls profile. I also do a little bit of webcamming.
Really?
Yes, that I do.
Webcamming. What's the kinkiest thing you've done on webcam?
On webcam, I've done a little bit of DP. I'm not too kinky on webcam, if I can help it.
DP with
men or DP toys?
With toys. Well, no, I don't know. No men on the webcam yet.
Not yet. Okay.
We'll see.
Well,
maybe
you know.
Tonight.
Get
maybe
a,
maybe
get
later.
A boy
who
toy.
Knows?
Yeah, we have a webcam going somewhere.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Okay. And what do you think of when I say sex?
Many orgasms.
Orgasms.
Yeah.
What's the best way for you to have an orgasm?
I like the G-spot orgasm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, there was a study that came out that said you don't have one.
Oh, we do. I beg to differ.
I vouch for that as well.
Yeah.
I came out in defense of the G-spot. And actually, I'm about to blog about this, but the author of this...
The Grafenberg, is it?
The Grafenberg spot. Yeah, but Grafenberg's dead, I think. He was in the 50s, yeah. Or the goddess spot. G can mean a lot of things. But this study came out, which was a ridiculous study that I don't have to go into the details, but it was badly presented and analyzed and a bunch of British people, although a Portuguese woman was partly
British
responsible. Well, they're a little uptight. And you know, it's about asking people if they know where their G-spot is. A lot of women don't. But that doesn't mean they don't have one. Mm-hmm. They just haven't gone spelunking quite yet.
It's not that hard to find, though.
Some girls it is.
Yeah.
Some girls aren't as adventurous as others, aren't as willing to get in there and really...
Play around.
How did you find yours, Janelle?
I actually don't really have an awesome story behind that.
Did someone find it for you?
Yeah, probably when I was like 17 or something. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, you are a pretty open... kind of
yes.
laid back, kind of, you know, kind of a physical person, you know. And so, you know, but they're interviewing a bunch of twins. This was a study among twins to see if they would, two twins would say that they both had a G-spot, in which case then they would feel that the G-spot exists. But, hey, twins have had different lovers, usually.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I mean, unless they're porn stars and yeah. they get into that sort
we
of
hope
thing, twin thing. Right. You ever have sex with twins?
I can only hope to one day.
I had sex with brothers.
Oh.
That was close. And they look very similar. Not quite twins. I've yet to do my twins. But some girls can't find their G-spot. Some women can't. And that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So
keep trying, girls.
Well, yeah.
Don't give up hope.
And this study completely said, you know, forget it. It's a figment of sexperts and, you know, horny women's imaginations. You know, so anyway, me and a bunch of other people said, no, that's not true. We have G-spots. We have G-spots. And amazingly, the woman behind the study, Dr. Andrea Virginia, yes, Virginia, we do have a G-spot, Burry, she backed down. And she said, you know what? I think maybe this wasn't the right kind of study. And maybe we were a little bit too kind of... strong in saying that the G-spot doesn't exist. And this is amazing for a politician or a pundit to do, let alone a scientist. Scientists don't usually back down. So we're going to celebrate. We love our G-spots.
Hooray,
we
G-spots.
Do.
All right. So is that what you think of when you think of sex, when you hear the word sex?
Mostly I think of cock. I don't know.
Cock. Well, that can hit your G-spot.
It can, but... Not always.
Not always, and, you know, there's your C-spot.
Usually mostly when I'm on top.
Well, you know, I will admit I've been known to squirt a lot, but
really?
Not necessarily related to G-spot at all, actually.
Right.
It has no relation whatsoever.
It doesn't have to.
It doesn't, and it's kind of like a waterfall.
Cool.
Yeah.
So is it from slapping of the clit?
No, it can be from really kind of anything.
Just from
it's
sheer
actually kind
thrusting?
Of It actually has frightened me before. I've been like, what is going on? Did I just, like, pee and not notice it? Like, is this happening? Like, it's a little intense. It's a little crazy. And it happens from kind of anything. It's a little weird.
From kind of anything?
Yeah, I'm kind of a little freakish in that way.
So it could happen, like, while you're sitting here?
Well, I mean, someone has to be touching something. But
well,
you can't just be sitting here. But, yeah, it's a little intense.
Mm-hmm. You got to have, you know, towels ready or something.
Well, if it bothers you, then
no,
yes.
No, not me.
But you know,
everything's waterproof.
Yeah, I mean,
no, we're good.
If you're really freaked out by that, then I'm not,
not
the person
at all.
For you.
I mean,
you're
hey,
at all.
We have a video.
Well, I know
this
you're
is
not.
Our best-selling video is Squirt Salon: Secrets of Female Ejaculation. So we're totally pro female ejaculation.
Trust me, I know you are. I'm just saying in general the general.
Do you have a problem with female ejaculation?
No. I can.
No, I also can ejaculate.
We have four squirters.
Often. Really? What
this
makes you ejaculate?
This is a rare situation. Any time that I'm like super aroused, like the slightest touch can make it happen. It just depends on how into it I am. Usually it happens when I'm on top and it's kind of awkward, and sometimes guys are like, oh my god, what just happened? Did you just pee on me? I'm like, no. Like,
and don't you hate
just,
that?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, no, I did not just pee on you. It's just squirting. Like, it happens. It's female ejaculation. It's chill. You should be flattered.
Well, that's good that you're so kind of confident and you know what it is. A lot of women don't. And then the first time they do it, they hear about
weird.
It, that it's
yeah.
peeing, and they kind of feel self-conscious about it.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough that I was masturbating the first time that it happened, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, okay, like I...
And you smelled it, and you knew it didn't smell like pee.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a great thing. It's holy water, brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
That's right. It's very
Amen.
Special stuff, and a women. All right. So nurses are usually very hot, sexy people.
Thank you.
Why do you think that is? I mean, I have my own opinions, but I want to know from you.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I think everybody kind of likes a nurturer. They like somebody to take care of them.
Yeah. Nurses are nurturing. And then there's also nurses deal with all these body fluids
that,
and body parts.
That we do, yeah.
Nurses aren't afraid to get down and dirty.
They're not afraid. And my goodness, they're always dealing with sick people, so if you get a healthy one, it's like exciting.
Well, and don't forget the uniform.
Yeah. The uniform. Hey, Lorelai. Lorelai's a nurse, too. You want to come and say hi? Come say hi.
Come on over, Lorelai.
Here, you could go on that mic. Whoa. Where is she? Okay. So what type of nurse are you, necronurse?
I am an RN. I work med-surg and telemetry, so that's cardiac and just general post-surgery patients.
Uh-huh. Oh, so I'm sorry. I was being spoken to.
That's okay.
So you, but that sounded very important. Cardiac?
Yeah, and just general, like if you have an appendicitis, I'd be the one to take care of you.
Really? Mm-hmm. And cardiac. Max, did you hear that? If you have a cardiac issue?
Yes, I know that. I presented myself once at White Memorial Hospital, and the doctor wrote in his report that a white male of 66, obese male...
Oh, that's my favorite.
...of 66,
yeah.
presented himself at White Memorial with a heart problem.
But that was 20 pounds ago.
That was 20 pounds ago, yes, of course.
Anyway, we're, dealing with that. The heart thing, the heart, the cardio is very, very, I mean, that's the life and death thing. I mean, there's a lot of life and death things, but that's very, seconds are important. You got to be quick.
Yeah.
Got to be responsive.
You certainly do.
Wow, yeah. It doesn't creep up on you. It can just happen like wham.
Instantaneously.
Mm.
Okay, let's not talk about that too much.
Lorelai, why are nurses so sexy? Why are nurses so hot? Why do you think?
I think it's the uniform.
See?
The uniform. You think it's the uniform too, Janelle?
Totally.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I have a lot of, patients, male patients, elderly, young, whatever. They just want to know what's under the uniform.
Ah.
Uniforms are hot.
Uniform
is hot.
That's true, because we have a thing for, like, the UPS man.
Oh, I have a crush on the FedEx guy.
There you go.
You know what's funny is that the guy that I like is the DHS guy. We've got a whole round here.
But these are all uniforms.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
You know, service personnel, police. people that are kind of almost in bondage to this uniform that's very sexy and
doctors,
we want to get them out of their bondage and get them in naked or something.
Especially these two lovely big-breasted nurses. I know that if either one of them was my nurse, I would be wondering what was underneath those scrubs.
Either that or you see the nurse as like a dom that is in a uniform, like a soldier, telling you what to do, and
the
you're all helpless,
no
you just can't move, and this nurse has total power over you, over your body, more than a dom, so A lot of guys find that sexy. Mm.
I also have to say the nurse's scrub pants really show off the
butt.
The butt, the yeah. assets. You know, it really does a good job.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, you know, I think a lot of guys probably pine for the days when the nurses were walking around in little white uniforms with skirts.
I wish I could wear one of those.
Now that's just for Halloween.
Yeah.
You can wear them if you choose to.
Do you have a nurse's uniform, Janelle?
No.
No.
Unfortunately, I do not.
You should have one. A pink and white one.
A Halloween one.
With like a stethoscope?
Yes. Yeah, with a stethoscope.
Black latex.
I've got the white latex. We can be twinners.
There you go.
Now, I have a client who's turned on by getting his blood pressure taken with the stethoscope. Yeah. Okay. It's a little unusual, but then again, I always think of the cuff, like, around his arm, like right. he's thinking of really a
sexual.
Mouth around his mm-hmm. penis, mm-hmm. you know, squeezing and releasing and squeezing, you know.
I have talked to that client.
Have you? Yes,
and
I know you have.
I really got him going by color coding everything.
Yes, there's a lot of specifics.
Color coded the blood pressure cuff with the stethoscope, and I went to great detail about it, and he was just rolling around.
Yeah. Well, nursing is definitely a very sexy activity, and there's some nurses who are porn stars. Lorelai XXX. Lorelai Givemore. Speaking of the giving aspect of the nurse. And I have another fabulous, famous porn star in my studio. We're going to have to make room somehow. Does anybody want to, like...
Oh, we'll share.
You want to share? You
yeah.
want to just kind of pony up
Come
here?
Come cozy up over here next
and,
to me.
And let's get April. Okay.
We're going to move somebody.
Yeah, we're gonna move. Okay. Okay, we'll do this organically, you know. So we're gonna get April over here, and her friends. So, have you graciously offered your seat? And maybe Lorelai, can you get up so we can have her friend sit over here? You're here with Ramsey, is that right? The
No.
The Sphinx? No. No, you're not.
I need seats. I'm trying to get seats, but this one's not going to work. Move the chair.
Okay, we're doing a little musical chairs here. Okay. Okay, we've got four microphones, so. Okay. April.
Hi.
You look like a beautiful summer day.
Oh, hi, thank you.
You
so
do
you. Look at your hat.
Well, yeah, I thought I'd be a little colorful.
I love the flowers.
And this is a very summery hat, yeah.
And
I think of color when I think of you. I think of lots of different colors, and you're just such a colorful woman, and you're just like a flower, you know.
Thank you.
Very much like
that.
A flower.
Thank you.
So I haven't seen you in a while. But
I know. We were just talking. I think it's since January.
Yeah,
since
Aeros Day.
Yeah. It was still really cold outside.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were a little more dressed.
But
you had a very sexy get up on where you could pull your amazing boobs out of your top and still maintain your warmth.
Yeah, it had like a slit above the neckline, and they just conveniently popped out.
Good Oops. Fashion planning. Definitely. So tell us what you've been up to, you naughty, beautiful woman.
Well, the most recent thing is we just got back from Jamaica.
You and we are Carlos.
Oh, Carlos and
you,
I, yeah.
Your husband.
My husband.
And collaborator.
I've been calling him my partner and everything lately because I feel like that's just a more accurate, you know, description.
Uh-huh.
You know, because we work together, live together, travel, everything. So I just feel like we're partners.
Yeah.
But we were there for a week at Hedonism 2, and it was really, really fun.
Oh, Hedonism 2.
Have you been?
No.
Oh, yeah.
We've been invited, but I don't know. We just haven't gotten down there yet. But
you should try.
Tell me about your experience at Hedonism. It's in Jamaica, and
it's
a great sort of swinging place.
It's a swinging place. It wasn't as out there as I thought it was going to be. So the first day we got there, we're like, okay, well, it's hedonism, we can do anything. And they had like this platform floating in the middle of the ocean. So we got up there and we had sex up there. And we were looking at like, the next day we're like, oh, I guess people aren't doing this. And I think everyone's taking it to the rooms and stuff. But it was fun. You know, I love to be exhibitionist. So.
Yes, I know. Yeah. And I love that about you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And are you also a voyeur? Do you like the fact that you're... your fan here, or friend. Do you know each other?
No.
Okay. Well, you know, Necro Nurse, who is exhibitionistly topless at the moment.
Yeah.
She is a big fan of yours. And we've been twittering back and forth.
Hi.
We're
both a little bit starstruck right now, I think.
Oh, wow.
and Rabbit, too. They're your big fans.
Oh, hi, girls.
Hi. So,
nice to meet you.
Likewise.
So should we get a little testimonial? What? I mean, other than that she's gorgeous and fun, what is your, what turns you on so much about April?
Well, I think the first time I saw you was on the cover of Bazaar, and I just thought it was really hot to see, you know, a bigger girl on there, because, you know, we see everybody's a size 2 around here, and you're just so beautiful and not afraid of who you are. And there's a lot of bigger girls like myself, and I think that's a really good example. And you're sexy as hell.
Oh, thank you.
As hell and heaven.
And it's just nice to see, you know, because really I don't see too many other porn stars that are... There you go. But we need more mainstream girls that are not sticks, you know. Girls come in all different shapes.
Well, there's more and more.
Sizes.
I mean, there are more and more girls of all shapes and sizes. And, you know, I mean, there's niche marketing. That's what there is. And yet April, I think, is really exceptional. You know, she kind of cuts
beautiful.
Across
oh, thank you.
Any kind of niche.
I really appreciate you saying that. I'm like holding back tears because it's so moving to me because, you know, as much as you say it has affected you, you affect me also and give me like strength,
mm-hmm.
even though that's pretty selfish, right? But
no.
It's a mutual thing. So thank you so
Self-interest,
much.
Self-interest, reciprocity is the basis of love.
Mm-hmm. And it keeps you going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank
and,
you.
You know, if you have any heart trouble, call her.
Oh, you're a nurse.
I am. Yeah.
She's a real nurse.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll exchange numbers.
All
right. Right. And for a good time, right?
For a
you're
good
the good time girl.
I'm the good time girl.
Rabbit. We still have to see Rabbit's tail.
I don't have an actual tail, but I'm happy to get up and show everybody.
You
my
got
body.
A tailbone, then I'm sure.
Yeah, tailbone.
Let's see. Tailbone. What are you doing? Wearing
now
pants?
Now turn this way so we can see.
Turn around here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm. Oh,
ooh.
Nice.
What do you think? Quake. Are we seeing enough there?
No. Mm-mm.
I'm glad you took the lead on that one. Because
she's
you're
my
friend.
Friend. I can
yeah,
harass
she's
her.
Your friend. Right? You can harass her. You can get, okay. We're pulling it down now. Okay.
Ooh.
Hey, Brian, can we have Brian?
Just here.
We have tail.
Tail. I don't
we have total tail here.
Tail.
Okay. And then turn the tail around for Jux here. Turn that tail around. Yeah, there we go. Mm-hmm. And lots of amazing ink all over you. You can keep that down. I mean,
okay. I'll be
take off the pants.
Take off the pants. All right. Yeah.
Pants are coming off.
You know, it's hot.
Yay.
Who needs
pants?
I think
I'm going to take my boobs off.
Take
too.
Your boobs
yeah.
out. It's hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
Let's be in our underwear.
I don't want to feel
or
alone.
Out of our underwear or, you know. And yeah, we've got a lineup of gorgeous boobs here. I'm telling you. This is hot, hot, hot. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh.
Mm-mm-mm. So, oh, yeah. Oh, yep. Baby. Yeah. Wowzer. And everybody's natural.
Oh,
I love it.
Naked.
Boobs across the board.
Everybody. Wow. And look at this set of tattoos. Yeah. Well, you're our God's girl.
Yes.
God has brought you to us. Yes. And God created those tattoos. Mm-hmm. So you were down at Hedonism, and you were the the only ones having sex.
Outside of the room.
Outside, well, yeah. Yeah. But I mean, you know, in the open area.
Open air. It's really cool. Like, I got used to being naked in the ocean. I'm not sure if anyone's done that, but it's a really nice sensation. Like, yes. You know, just being, like, natural.
Absolutely.
You know, it wasn't, like, pervy at all. It was, although we love the pervs, you know, but it was, everyone, it seemed more like it was just natural to be
nudity
nude.
Is fabulous. I mean, I am starting a tradition for myself of spending my birthday in my birthday suit. And I've gone to a couple of these nudist spas, Sea Mountain Inn in Palm Springs, which is great, and another one in Palm Springs, Terracotta. There's a bunch of them because it's, like, so hot there. And, you know, it's great to swim naked and, you know, just kind of be a real God's girl, you know, get out there and not worry. And then you don't have to worry what you're packing. That's what I like about it. I mean, I love to get dressed. I love outfits that, you know, but you got to think about them, coordinate them and stuff.
You're right, because the best part of being nude was no cell phone, you know, like no leash to...
No leash.
Anything
Nothing.
Else.
Yeah, you know, holding you down. Although I was carrying my cell phone around. Twittering. I'm naked.
Yeah, I remember reading those Twitters.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, and the first time I was... a little naive and burned my nipples. Really, they were as red as you guys' hair. I mean, oh man, and it was just from a little bit of exposure, but you know, I just wasn't used to it, and just, you know, I guess I swam and the sunblock just came off and just burn, baby, burn.
Yeah, there's, I guess they're like sensitive skin.
Yeah.
Nurse, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Now we have some callers. Okay. And yes, I would like to talk to Ramsey, but your friend.
Yeah.
I've met him before.
Oh, you have?
He's,
oh, great.
He's been here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but a while ago we started to talk. We're going to talk with him in a minute. I'm just warning him so he can get ready, get himself all, you know, prepared and perfumed or whatever. Get ready to take off his top.
Oh.
But we're going to talk. Let's see. Nassim. Nassim is on the line, on line two, from Michigan.
Hello.
Hello, Nassim. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Welcome to Radio Suzy One.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm here with a bevy of...
How's Dr. Susan Block and everybody doing?
Dr. Susan Block is doing great. I got the most beautiful view. Everybody says that, you know, looking at tits is somehow healthy. It puts a smile on your face, whether you're male or female, and that is what I am doing. And so I am happy. I am very happy. And my panties are wet. How do you like that?
Oh.
Oh.
I can't hear too much. There's something wrong with, I don't know exactly, it's so far, I can't hear.
It sounded a little garbled, but I know you like panties. That's why I brought up the panty thing. What did you want to talk about? You wanted to talk about panties?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about them?
I have a real, real big panty finish. I don't know exactly how to, I don't know what to do. Should I, don't know. I can't stop at all. I don't know.
Just, you can't stop. What can't you stop? What are you doing? Are you smelling them? Are you wearing them? Are you jerking off with them? Are you stealing them? Because if you're stealing them, I got a problem with that. Especially if they're
stealing,
a girl's good pants.
You're
stealing
them.
All right. See?
I don't know. Just,
you know, I'm all for panty people. You know, but why don't you just get your own panties?
That's awesome thing.
Well, do you ever get your own panties? Or get a girl who's panties?
I don't like that. It's like using, like...
You like stealing like panties?
Anybody, you know, just not wearing them or anything like that.
Do you give them back?
Huh?
Do you give the panties back? I'm not sure if I want you to, but I just want to know.
Yeah, I put them back.
You put them back?
You,
okay, after
I
you...
I use them and I put them back.
Wait a minute, you wash them or what? Send them to
do
laundry?
Do you wash them?
Or you just
no, I don't wash them.
You know, that's a health hazard.
I want to know where he gets them from.
Okay. Where do you get these panties from? Do you get these panties from your sister, from your best friend's wife? I mean, where do you get the panties? Your neighbor?
Usually my mother's and my sisters. You know, I'm 21 and I have my mother's 36, you know, beautiful
Your
woman.
Mother's and your sisters.
And I don't know, just I really don't know what I got onto me.
Well, when did you first pick up your mother's or your sister's panties? What was the first time you remember doing it?
Exactly around 14, 15.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, that's a time when boys develop fetishes, because that's a time when their hormones are the strongest, and of course our society tends to suppress those hormones. Well, we try to suppress those hormones. The boy is not allowed to have sex. The boy is discouraged usually from masturbating, so you get compulsive about something or other. And you, I guess, got compulsive about your mom's and your sister's panties. Did they leave them hanging in the bathroom?
No, I usually, like, whenever, like, I just, a clean one, I go to a clean one, come in them, put them back in the drawer, like, whenever.
You take clean ones, and then you come in them. You know, you got a little bit of antagonism going there. You're coming in the panties and then stuffing them in the drawer?
Yeah.
Well, at least you're not raping your mother and your sister, but there's a little bit of a rape thing going on in your mind. I mean, it's it could be worse. And I wonder...
I can't stop it. Exactly.
No, don't... Stop saying you can't stop it. That's ridiculous. You can't stop your feelings. You can stop your actions. You know? Sometimes you want to kill somebody, but you don't. So you want to do it. You don't. You can stop yourself. What if they didn't have the panties in the drawer? What if you were... What if you didn't live with them? Then what would you do? Okay.
You just
giving in to yourself because you're a little selfish, you know? That's all. You just want to do your thing, you know? You just want to be ruled by your dick. And you don't have a girlfriend?
Oh, no, I got a girlfriend. And,
okay. Why don't you use her panties? Why don't you get into her panties and play with her panties and have fun with her and, you know, pretend she's your mom or something? Do a role play.
That's what I was thinking too, but I don't know exactly should I'm not explaining it to her what to tell her.
Well, yeah, you know, you got that might take a little time and effort. So I'm going to ask my guests to make suggestions. So he's young, he's 21, you know, he's got a bad habit. It's not terrible, not awful, but but still, it's not good. I mean, how would you feel if your brother, you know, came in your panties, or your son came in your panties and left them in your drawer? I mean, it's a little,
I think it's the hygiene issue. Mostly.
Yeah, you know, and it's...
Because especially since they don't know it, and they could be in a hurry, you know. And microbes can form in there. Why? It's not just that your sperm is problematic. I mean, I don't know what's with your sperm, but, you know, there's little critters that'll just love to be crawling around in your sperm and laying eggs there and shit like that, you know. And that's going in your mom's... Well, you know where it's going.
Yeah,
okay.
I just like...
I understand. You're and you're using a lot of buzzwords like obsessed and addicted and I can't stop myself, because you just have a little habit. It couldn't be too strong a habit because you're only 21. Okay? So you could change. You could maybe turn, and you have a girlfriend. That's pretty good. You're not like some guy, you know, that's just stuck on your mom and your sister.
And, you know, I've actually exchanged panties with boyfriends before, my panties before. I have no problem with that. I think that's totally sexy. I think that that's something that maybe you should talk to your girlfriend about. Maybe
Absolutely.
she's happy to give you panties. I know that I've given dirty panties to more than one boy.
Right. And then once she gives them to you, and it's a little game you play, then you could steal them. Because...
Well, what if the girlfriend gives him the panties, then he sneaks it into the sister's drawer, and next time he gets the urge, take that pair and then return it back to the girlfriend.
Ooh, April, that's diabolical, but that'll work, I think. Although the sister might go, what is going on? Whose
these
panties
are
these?
When I was younger, I used to do a lot. I used to do like 3-4 times. You know, I just I matured out of it. You know, I tried. Tried to get her out of it. I mean, I was doing it too many times, and I was like, you know, time to stop. I can't exactly stop all the way, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also wondering, do they know about this?
No.
Well,
no one's ever mentioned it before?
They haven't mentioned it. That's what we know. We don't know if they know. It could be that they do know, and, you know, it's awkward. How do they talk to you about it? You know?
I think one time she asked why her black, I don't know exactly, her black song, I don't know, because I use it. I think she must have found out maybe, and she said, does anybody know exactly what happened? Why is this on there? I'm like, I don't know. It wasn't me. I just didn't want to get in trouble when I was...
I don't know. There's a side of you that does want to get in trouble, and that's why you're kind of resisting our perfectly, you know, kind of practical plan to kind of, you know, transfer this to your girlfriend. You got a girlfriend who likes having sex with you and who likes your sperm, I guess. And, you know, you could do this with her. But
or
you're resisting that, aren't you?
Go down to Victoria's Secret and buy some panties that you really like and ask her to wear them for you. And then maybe if you feel comfortable, you could tell her that
sure.
you want to keep them or don't even give them to her and just keep them in your drawer, like April said, in your sister's drawer.
Yeah. Yeah, you could do that. Anyway, there's a lot you can do, but you have to deal with the fact that you not only like panties, but you like being a bad boy. So, you know,
yeah.
you got to kind of work with that and try not to be, you know, a bad boy that does things that might hurt someone, like your own mom and sis, you know?
At least wash your panties before you put them back in her drawer.
Ha ha ha, he says, because he's not going to do that. You need therapy. I don't know if you can afford it. You need a little therapy, darling, and you need to, you know. But I'm afraid that if you got phone sex therapy, you'd be coming in your mom's panties and then putting them in the drawer, and that's what you'd be doing.
Well, I went to therapy a lot. It's more like my third time calling, and
yeah,
you
right.
know, I was like 3 or 4 times. I'm a good customer and everything, so I thought I'd talk to you. Maybe tell me,
you're already.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, so, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well then we'll help you more with this, but try to remember, you can't control your thoughts, but you can control your actions.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah,
and do it in your girlfriend's panties.
I want to tell him a little story, okay?
Okay.
So, you could go...
Oh, yeah, he's got a relevant story.
You could go...
You got to do, I'm like... How am I supposed to stop? He said, just don't. I'm like, oh, okay.
Listen, these are all girls. They don't know about this stuff, okay?
Oh, we know all too well.
Little boys,
but you give your male point of view.
Little boys
your,
is...
Your panty thief point of view.
Little boys have been stealing their mom's panties and sister's panties ever since panties were invented. Now, when I was a little boy, I was right before I went to Italy. I lived in Montclair, New Jersey. And those were the old days when there used to be a laundry truck that came by, okay? And so the laundry guy used to ask me to go along with him to help him, and he'd pay me a couple of dollars to go help him get the bags from the, you know, from the houses to the laundry truck. And come to find out that the laundry guy is sniffing the panties. So we drive down the streets of Montclair, he's going, okay, this is Mrs. Schwartz's house. Wait till you smell these, kid. I went, what? And then he'd go down to the next house and go, this is Mrs. Johnson's panties. They are great. And and I'm like 14 years old, and I'm going, let me smell that a second.
Yeah, but you were washing them afterwards.
Well, we were taking them to the laundry. What I can say to you, get a job at the laundromat.
There you go. That's a good idea. You know, the point is just to clean them before they go back into the drawer, and then we'd be okay with it. Except I have a feeling that that's the part that you like the best. Except, you know what? Maybe it isn't. Because when you're putting them back in the drawer, that's after you've already come. So your brain should go back between your ears instead of lurking there above your balls. You know, you should... So when your brain goes back between your ears, you go, okay, I just came and I'm okay and I'm going to wash these, you know, or put them in the laundry or something. I have a feeling that your mom knows about it. And don't even do your mom's. Do your girlfriend's. Okay, we got to go, but keep in touch. I'm sure you are.
So it's exactly like... happen exactly if I could put him back without watching him.
He's got another question. See, one thing leads to another. He wants to maximize his time on the air. You know, he's not stupid. Okay. We got to go, babe. Call us next week.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, you're listening to Panty Radio.
Yes.
From Los
what
Angeles,
kind of panties
California.
Are you wearing? I'm wearing a Victoria's Secret thong.
Oh, I'm wearing these.
What are you wearing?
Oh,
you're
I'm not wearing anything.
No panties. No panties. No panties. Ooh, and that's the pussy that is the prototype for the famous April Flores pussy.
Yeah, the pussy mold.
Pussy mold. Okay, did we get a good shot of the famous pussy? Okay. Let's have a better shot. And what kind of panties are you wearing?
I don't have anything nice on. I just have some lime green thong.
Oh, well, I have a feeling that Nassim would like that. a lime green thong.
I also wasn't planning on taking anything off, so I just have some striped boy shorts on tonight. Nothing too fancy.
Boy shorts are cute. Okay, and Lorelai, are you wearing panties?
No.
No panties. Well, you know, it's hot tonight. So you have a friend here, famous director. Let's bring him over. Okay. Where should we have him sit here? I think Lorelai's getting up. Okay. So.
Okay, in the meantime, you're listening to Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web. From our house to your house, we love you all, and it's panty night, so panties for all and panties for one.
Panties and tits,
tits
I think.
And panties.
Yeah,
tits. By the way, we also have a new system here.
We should
here.
Say panties and boobs.
Panties and boobs, yes.
We're going to be
panties,
using this as a title for anything.
Panties and your boobs. We also have a microphone now at the bar.
Yes.
So if we ever want to get some feedback from a bunch of drunk people,
yes.
We can do that. So
but
I'm very
right
excited
now,
about that.
We have Ramzi from Egypt.
No. We had a long conversation about that a long time ago on the set of...
We did. I brought it up again.
No. No, it's interesting because it was on the set of a film by Jack the Zipper that was shot at your old place.
Okay, right. Jack
and,
the Zipper.
Right, for a movie called Fuck the World, which is actually... We have a clip of that film in the documentary along with a bunch of other films. But I was telling you about the... you know, my background or whatever, which is kind of strange. You know, I'm four generations ago a Palestinian American from my dad's side,
uh-huh.
and then my mom's side is Turkish and Jewish.
Wow.
So it's kind of a crazy combo.
Wow.
And they're still together.
Well, that's my whole peace through pleasure. You exemplify peace through pleasure. Because
anybody search this guy?
I might have marijuana.
Are you at war with yourself?
What's that?
Are you at war with yourself?
Not so much. I mean, I feel like the world is always kind of at war with everybody. You know, like
life
itself is its own struggle. So that's my war. But
people are struggling all over, but
sure.
There is this struggle between
Yeah, but you know, it's kind of funny to me that I mean, and that's not really a subject here because this is more about sex. But like Arabs and Jews are the same people. I'm actually I want to explore
Semites.
Yeah, in fact, that is the name of my next films is called Semites.
What's it called?
It's called Semites.
Semites, just
a documentary about Arabs and Jews.
Wow,
and,
that
you know,
sounds interesting.
Yeah, we're gonna have like a Jerry Seinfeld kind of poster of his face. These are like kind of Shepard Fairey, Banksy kind of underground stuff, but like Jerry Seinfeld, I'll say Arab. Because he's Syrian. He's actually a Syrian Jew.
Oh, really?
And then Osama bin Laden, a picture of Osama, and says Jew underneath it. Because he's actually Jewish.
Osama is Jewish.
Osama bin Laden
has
heritage.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I mean,
he looks
it's the heritage of these people. That doesn't have anything to do with how they were brought up and all that
of
stuff. Oh, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, I guess anybody who's Muslim, it goes back to the Jews or Christian, you know.
It's all the same.
Yeah. But
anyway.
It's all that monotheism, which is a big problem.
It
know?
Can be. I think, you know, it goes along with everything else.
One God,
you know?
If there's only one God and it's your God, then everybody else must be wrong.
I think the problem with a lot of things is dogma in general. Mm-hmm. I mean, here we're talking about sex and all kinds of stuff and openness. I think the problem is with most things, people are very, like, you know, red light means stop, green light means go, and that's how we live our lives. You know, and that's a kind of a shame.
That's how we try to live our lives.
It's not black and white, and it's not these systems. We created them.
It's not. It's not. We, I mean, the whole idea that there is only one truth is a big problem.
Yeah, it's nonsense, because really it's chaos, and it's amazing, you know, but that's what the universe is. It's like, it's way bigger than anything.
Well, do you think things are getting better?
I think things are always the same, kind of, like,
they're always the same
throughout history. Yeah, it's all conflict. People are in conflict with themselves.
Well, you know,
people aren't open.
There's different types of conflict, though. Different types. I mean, sex, to a great extent, is about a resolution of conflict. You know, friction.
I think it's about it. I think everything in life is about sex. I think everything in the universe, in a way, is about sex.
There you go.
I mean,
that's why, even though this is a show about sex, we can talk about anything.
You can.
All. And how did you connect with the lovely Ms. Flores?
You know, it's funny. It's like, again, there are so many amazing circles of people, you know, creative people, and people also working in the realm of the erotic. And when I started doing this documentary, I knew about April from a while ago. I mean, it's kind of hard to explain, but like, only more recently have I become, you know, good friends with April and Carlos.
Yeah, like, someone just asked me at the bar, how did you meet? I go, we just had a lot of mutual friends. I guess it was just a matter of time before we met in person.
Yeah, I mean, Kimberly Kane and all these different people, Ed Fox.
And have you done a movie together?
No, well, there are a couple of pictures of her that Ed Fox took that are in the documentary that
Ed
I did.
Ed Fox is great, you know.
He's amazing.
We knew Ed Fox when he would do lighting for us. You remember Ed Fox?
Yeah, of course.
Ricky Ricardo?
Yeah.
Right? We call him Ricky Ricardo.
Yeah, we call him Ricky
and,
Ricardo.
And that was like in 1996, something
earlier
like
than that.
Or maybe 1995. Yeah.
It was at Flower Street.
Probably after.
No, it was before Flower Street.
Before
it was
Flower, right.
it was at the Century Wilshire Hotel.
Oh,
in West
God,
L.A.,
yeah, right.
I remember he was around when we interviewed Betty Page in 1996.
That's amazing.
And it was when Dita was 18 years old, and she came over.
Yeah.
And we did
the first interview with Betty Page after 40 years.
Interesting.
Yeah, we did.
When her first book came out, yeah.
Yeah.
And she was going to be on for 10 minutes.
But she was on for the whole show.
She couldn't stop talking. And she was just telling these great stories, and she has this very deep
deep southern voice,
and you know. And,
speaking of nudity, when I said to her, you know, how do you reconcile your Christianity with your past? And she says, "Well, I think it's okay. I think God created Adam and Eve as naked as jaybirds, and nothing wrong with that."
Yeah,
you know,
that's completely. I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
You know.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
God bless her.
But
God bless
her. So Ed Fox, okay, all these little connections.
Yeah, and I mean, I personally have always been inspired by, I don't know what you'd call it, I guess. I mean, I guess it's all erotica, but talking about Dita and these people, like, you know, for me, it goes back to, like, I don't know, maybe 2000 or something. I started working with, like, Masumi Max. I've worked with Julie Strain. I've worked with a lot of different people who've been in my
Julie
films.
Julie Strain has been here. Yeah.
Julie's awesome. And her.
I haven't had Masumi Max, though. And we should, because his name's Max, right? Let's bring her over here.
Yeah.
We have to have everyone. So what's your latest project?
It's called The New Erotic, and the full title is The New Erotic Art Sex Revolution. Or The New Erotic : Art Sex Revolution. And we just did this crazy kind of transgressive premiere just a few weeks ago, and April was there, and Carlos came too, and LA Weekly came out and covered it. You know, by the end of the night, we had breast milk being sprayed at press photographers.
Breast milk?
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Oh, wow.
No. Jana Jordan did that. Her band, there's a band called Pajama Band, and this band is Jamie Langford, and who you might have met because she was in Fuck the World when they shot at your place. But
oh, that's right. They did. Yeah. Yes. And what was her name again?
Jamie Langford.
Oh, yes. I think she was here.
But
she
anyway,
was the other place.
Those girls have a band together, and we had them play at the end of the show. So, like, we showed the movie. We had a photo exhibit. We did all this crazy stuff.
Yeah. Great.
But yeah, it profiles. It's
and is this a movie that we're showing now?
Yeah,
no,
it's been showing.
Over there.
Yeah, this is it right here. That's some of Dave Naz's stuff. Like, it profiles a number of artists. It's basically an artist profile documentary, except it's about porn photographers and directors, and it's split between men and women.
So where do you think porn is going these days?
You know, I'm not really interested in where porn as a greater big thing is going. I'm kind of interested in the stuff that's a little bit more out there. The people who are actually, you know, I love Andrew Blake.
The out there niche.
The people who are creative. Well, no, they're doing stuff that almost is like, is it still even porn? What is it? You know, it's going in these crazy different
crossovers.
Directions. It's art, basically. It's these people like, you know, Carlos, for instance, also, but like, you know, Dave Naz. This documentary has a few people like Kimberly Kane and Jack the Zipper again and Ed Fox and all these guys are profiled in it. Ian McKay.
Let's talk about Ian McKay. Let's get Janelle back. Is he a friend of yours? Or he's reviewed your stuff. He's a pretty cool guy, I have to say, to begin with, because I think he voted to have my film, my little film, my fabulous film, in the Erotic Film Festival of L.A., whatever it's called.
Cool.
The L.A. Erotic Film Festival.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to make room somewhere.
Let's do it.
We only have four seats.
I know, we have four seats.
I can stand.
Can you just move right over here? How about that? And let her use a microphone? Okay. But now we don't have a chair. Oh, hi. Oh,
yeah,
you're on your knees.
She can take this chair.
Oh, okay. Here, sit on.
This makes it feel more rock and roll for me, so.
Oh, there you go. You're more rock and roll now. There you go. I'm standing. I don't even need my chair, actually.
What's up?
Hey!
Hey!
Were your ears burning? Or were Ian's? No, he came up organically. I didn't even bring him up.
I've actually seen him come up on the screen a few times now.
Ian! Actually, he's there.
Yeah, I know.
You know, now, how would you describe your connection with him?
I met him when I was 17. He was actually
That was like last year, right?
Totally, completely. he was my teacher for a month.
Your teacher? In what class?
I did a summer program for high school students, like with CESA, which is the California State Summer School for the Arts. And we kept in touch, and then nothing happened until I was legal. But
well, we're glad to hear that.
But that is the honest truth.
Okay.
And then a year later, like, I moved to L.A., and stuff. We were together for 7.5 years, and then we broke up for a while, got back together again, broke up again, and then got back together, and then that ended. We still talk, and it's all good, but yeah.
So, what's he like in bed?
He's got a really big dick, I'll say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he should. He's in porn. But okay.
No, he's fun.
Yeah?
Like, he's cool. We went on adventures. It was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. But the bed got a little crowded? Or
I don't know how much I want to get into all of his weird secrets that I didn't find out until later, but when I first met him, he was working post in porn and was not actually directing.
Mm.
So I knew him before he was actually Ian.
Oh, okay.
And he shot stuff for Suicide Girls for a while too, right?
Oh, well, he shot me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were in Suicide Girls.
Yes.
We have Suicide Girls, we have God's Girls, we have all these. What
we
kind of girl
fat.
Are you?
I'm a fat girl.
Is there a kind of a genre? Well, there's a genre, but there's not like a website.
Alt porn. Yeah.
Alt porn.
Yeah.
It's all like, art alt porn.
So
I think alt is getting bigger than regular.
Yes and no. It doesn't sell as well as normal stuff.
Which is a shame.
But people like it.
You think that's because it's arty? Why doesn't it sell as
well? Well, I don't know. It's weird. Like, I mean, I've done my fair share of working on sets, like on porn sets, wearing various hats for what I've done, but anything from like Sea Light to BTS to PA to second camera to AC, whatever. It's just not like a huge market. It's not. People like it, but it's not a huge market. Like, it's like a niche.
Well, I guess that's the definition of alt. It's something that's not the mainstream of porn.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, that would mean that the mainstream people would have maybe a little tough time with it, I guess.
Well, I can tell you something actually funny. There was a few years ago, actually, Ian, he was downloading porn from some site, I don't remember where it was, and he read the description and was like, this sounds hot, I want to watch it, And then he realized it was one of his own movies.
Aww. He loves himself.
And then he was like, aw.
You can't love someone else until you love yourself.
Well, it was pretty much like, I can't jerk off to my own stuff. This is weird. But it was pretty funny.
Look at this lineup of hotties. But you have to take your top down. Whoa. And, well, you don't have to, but I'm suggesting it. And I need photographers. Photographers, come on over here. Before the tops, you know, go somewhere. Okay, we're going to do a little lineup shot. Okay. So, yes. So, alt porn is where it's at. But...
I like to think so.
It's much more interesting than the boring kind of, like, right. You know, I mean, and these guys, all of them, I mean, not all of them, but a lot of them, like, went to schools like Art Center and CalArts and all this stuff.
Oh, hey, I'm a CalArtian.
See, there
Shut
you
up.
Go. I mean, no, I'm saying...
What did you major in?
No, I'm saying that's an awesome thing.
I did 2 years of, like, I did the last 2 years of my BFA, and I did 2 years of MFA there, so I have my master's and my bachelor's in film.
Good
and
for
I've worked
you.
Around a lot of porn, so there
And
you
what go. Do you what kind of work do you do now?
I work in post production for a concert company. I do really nerdy stuff. But yeah.
You do nerdy stuff.
Nerdy
that's
stuff.
That's really sexy.
I'm into being nerdy. It's fun.
I bet that's one of the things that Ian was attracted to.
Oh,
you know?
Well, we understand each other on that level.
Yeah.
We're pretty nerdy.
All right, but you've moved on.
Yes.
And now what are your latest projects?
Honestly, I feel like between being kind of slutty and working like 5 days a week, I actually really haven't really worked on that much stuff for myself.
Well, I can tell that being kind of slutty is a project for you.
It's pretty fun. I'm not going to complain. It's pretty awesome.
All right. Well, look at all these beautiful mammaries here. It's just amazing. I mean, this is definitely the mammary show. Okay, and everybody's is natural. Is that a new thing? I think that's an alt thing. There's not too many
that's a great
fake
thing.
Boobs in the alt
I can tell you, Ian specifically
genre.
Will not shoot someone who has
yeah,
fake
the same,
boobs.
Yeah, the same
really?
Goes for
yes.
a lot of the people that are, you know, that are... That again, our
well, he has standards. And you won't. Will you not shoot someone with fake boobs?
Well, I shot Julie Strain in Masumi, but...
Yeah, that's true. She's had fake
Masumi
boobs for a long time.
Masumi's amazing. Yeah, well,
Julie's amazing also. You know,
Masumi once tried to trade me her bra for my purse.
Nice. Was it like a Agent Provocateur bra or something?
I don't actually remember. I don't think either one of us were sober.
Yeah.
And she showed up at my house when I still lived with Ian, and she was like, hey, your purse is really awesome. Can I have it? I'll give you my bra. And I was like, what would be the eBay market for this? But
that's funny.
The trade didn't actually go through.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I know.
Yeah.
Aww.
Aww.
Well, so now, why did I think you did horror movies?
Because the last time I talked to you, I talked to you about The Devil's Muse, which is a film that I did. Now, all these movies that I've done even prior to, like Julie was in that, Masumi, I'm really into sex and violence, and I don't mean that like
you're
in a
into
cheesy...
into sex and violence?
No, I'm not,
what does that
mean?
You'd better explain yourself in this bonobo place here.
I don't mean it in a cheesy way. I mean, like, that there is a thin line between the two things, and that they're extremely interconnected, and that men and women, like, the whole universe is structured around positive and negative charges and elements and all this stuff. Sex is a violent... act, you know, animals.
If you're doing
fuck,
it right,
it's like, yeah, that's the whole. No, but this is the thing. Like, look, human beings are the only species on Earth that has complicated themselves around sex. Like, we're having this show right now and talking about it, and I think it's important. But the reason we have it is because we are the only retarded species on the planet that can't just like if they want to do something. They just jump on the animal and do
well, actually,
it.
We're not the only species like that. They're bonobos, and they are just as complicated about sex, if not more complicated than we are. They have sex face-to-face, looking into each other's eyes. They're very creative, and their bodies can do a lot more than ours can. And they
flexible.
Have figured out a way, or I don't know if they figured out is the right term to use, but they use sex for other things than procreation. They use sex as a form of commercial exchange, as in, I'll give you a banana if you give me a blowjob, and as a way to calm each other down, as a way to diffuse violent tension. So they are violent. They have some violence. And some of it's a little S&M-y, actually. But Some of it's just downright just anger violence.
Sure.
And they always diffuse it into sex. They always somehow turn a violent feeling into sex so that they've never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity.
Right.
So unlike common chimps, who are also 98% genetically similar to us or more than that, they have never been seen murdering each other or making war. They seem to use that sexual energy, that quote-unquote violent sexual energy, that passionate sexual energy, to prevent themselves from killing each other. I think we can learn something from
them. I think you're right. I mean, the only thing I was trying to say really is that, I mean, especially for men, you know, sex is like men want to, at the core of their being, no matter what they say, it's in some fashion want to degrade women, you know, and women on the other hand, and I don't mean this as an absolute. I just mean that there is an underlying thing there, and you can look at porn and see that there. I mean, especially more extreme porn and stuff like that. But and then women, to some degree, whether they again voice it or not, you know, the same reason that guys want to watch violent sports or watch violent whatever, they want to see some fucked up shit happen. It's like in the movie Fight Club, the guy says, you know, I want to destroy something beautiful. And that's because we have a penis that extends out and we're all about like just whatever. That's breaking shit, doing stuff, you know, it's this crazy. And women on the other hand take in. And that every woman maybe will say this is not true, whatever, but the reason that there are rape fantasies and violent sex fantasies and things like that is because a woman wants that. Again, we complicate ourselves around these issues. I'm fascinated by it. The horror films that I do, I do stuff where a woman...
Wait, you're going off onto another tangent, and I do have to address what you said, because it's very intelligently said, and yet I have to disagree with it. I mean, I think that men are not from Mars and women are not from Venus. We're all from Earth. And yes, your thing extends more than our thing, and our thing goes in. But you got a thing that goes in as well. And I don't know, sometimes we like to degrade you, actually. Sometimes.
Sure.
I think I agree with you, Dr. Susie. I think that what you're saying, Ramsey, is true. However, I think it's also true of the flip side. I think
absolutely.
We both have the urge to see... to do degrading things, but
then
also to receive it. So I think it's, you know, like not black and white. It's like it's
exactly.
both.
It's a power
not
exchange.
The black and white.
It's,
thank you for making peace between us, because we
were about to
start strangling each other.
Remember the Bonomos, please.
No, I'm with you.
But that comes down to an issue of trust, though, right? I mean.
And that's true, and that's what makes. I mean, you can do all kinds of crazy things to someone that is consensual, and when you trust that person,
right.
A lot of people love the idea of being raped, but they don't want to be raped by somebody they don't like.
Sure.
They want to be raped by someone cute, you know.
I can identify with that.
No, but that's, I'm talking about fantasies.
I'll be completely honest.
That's all I'm really talking about. It's not about the.
Male
fantasies.
Yeah,
I'm
no, I know.
And
even
fantasies.
In the fantasies, usually they want to be raped by someone cute.
Sure.
Like, I got, like, faux raped, like, a couple weeks ago, and it was really
did
hot.
You know?
I did, actually, by my ex. And, like, he broke into my house when I was asleep.
Are we talking about the man on the movie? Yeah.
Yes. He broke into my house.
Neon McKay. That's a Neon McKay clip right there, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, he, like, broke into my house when I was asleep. He said he was going to come over. I passed out. And
sounds
like
you enjoyed it.
Oh, no, it was awesome. It was amazing. But, like, if it had been someone I didn't know, it probably would have freaked me out. But I'm like, oh, I know you. This is not weird. This is actually pretty hot. Like, it's cool. Everything's fine. I mean, I had that, like, moment, like, a little freaked out. Like, what the fuck is going on? And then I'm like, oh, everything's, I understand now. Everything's cool. This is hot. But, you know, there's, like, that one moment where you don't really know what's going on.
To some degree, sex is degrading no matter what, because you're, like, pulling each other's clothes off and, you know, the man is coming and then he's spent and he's degraded. The woman is, you know, penetrated and she's degraded. There's something degrading about sex always. And there's also something creative about sex always. See, sex encompasses all of that. That's why I think it could encompass... peace on earth.
Sure.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just a hippie, except that
no, it's a union. My
favorite developmental neuropsychologist, Dr. James Prescott, says that there is a relationship, a neural relationship between pleasure and violence. And if you manipulate the pleasure centers, you kind of chill out.
There's a scene, there's a new film I just did called Noirland, like film noir. Yeah. And it's actually about the main guy is this actor, James Duvall, who's a very hot actor, you know, good-looking guy. Always been seen as a good-looking guy. So in this movie, he's a rapist and a serial killer.
All right.
But the scenes are...
At least he's good-looking. Oh, the killing part.
Yeah, but you see, it plays the
Nobody wants to be killed.
Well, there's a... I just put up this teaser just like 2 days ago. And my friend who's here
except
with me...
Except suicide girls.
Said that this crazy clip that has, like, is a very violent, creepy scene of this girl that's, you know, basically about to die, but it... you know, girls are already commenting on the scene saying, like, oh, my God, that's so hot. And
well, the main reason it's hot is because the guy is cute. That's all. He could do anything in the scene. But, you know, that's
no,
the
but I sexualize the... I tend to...
Oh, and I'm sure
I enjoy sexualizing the violence.
Well. Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that, but sexualizing violence and making the violence... You know, I really like to play with that because then it's like you're fucking with people. When somebody sees a scene in a movie... And they're expecting to get, you know, like, oh, this is going to be revolting.
You know,
but
there's so many movies now, actually, that aren't porn movies, that are the main, you know, mainstream movies that are for mainly directed at 14-year-old boys, you know, when that fetish time is starting. And they are totally about sexualizing violence because they're not allowed to show sex. So the violence is as sexy as possible with sexy victims and... Oh, I just wish they'd show porn movies to these 14-year-olds.
Right.
You know, no, I mean, you know, not that I want to do anything illegal or anything, and I certainly don't let them come onto my site, but I think it's kind of warping that they're all watching these sexualized, violent movies.
Well, see, again, it depends on how you do it. I mean, I'm a huge fan of this woman named Catherine Braillat. I don't know if you know Catherine Braillat. She's a French filmmaker. Who did the movie Fat Girl?
Yes.
She did Romance.
Yeah.
And she did Anatomy of Hell with Rocco Siffredi. He's been in a couple of her films. These are mainstream films, but they're really disturbing.
Well, Fat Girl's amazing, though.
Fat Girl's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah. All of her movies are really kind of amazing.
We should see that.
You know,
it's pretty amazing.
You should
amazing.
See Romance. You'll see. I don't know. They say it's a prosthetic penis, but it's like this girl has this boyfriend who. Have you seen Romance?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, this girl starts cheating on her boyfriend because he wants her to, because he doesn't want to have anything to do with her, and he's such an asshole to her.
Oh,
but she's completely in love with him, and they finally show his dick, and she's giving him a blowjob, and it has to be a prosthetic. They say it's a prosthetic because I mean, if the actor showed his
gigantic.
I mean, No. It's truly micro penis. And no, but the thing that's funny about this is that like, why is she staying with this guy? And then she's like, "Fuck it." I'm like, it's shown. I mean, Catherine Braillat's into these like, why do people do the things they do? And it's still, again, it's based on sex. Mm-hmm. But like, why the fuck would she? I mean, how could he satisfy her? Like, I mean, and he's just a complete raging asshole.
Oh.
The only sexual act you see them do is her giving him a blowjob. Because if you see the penis and it's supposedly hard and it's like an inch long, he can't have sex with her. But it's that's never discussed in the whole movie.
Interesting.
So, but anyway, I like that kind of stuff.
So how
and that sort of infiltrates
you know,
into my
how big
my
is
brain.
His wallet?
He's just a douchebag.
Well, I'm just wondering. You know, there's other motivations in life. You know, hey.
How big is the yacht, baby?
Yeah, really.
not big. He's just a kind of a.
Well,
loser.
Then that's kind of like well, I don't know. We have to watch the movie, but. People always have reasons for what they do. Not that we always know what the reasons are. So,
yeah.
How about some of our favorite agua?
Yes.
Coca leaf liqueur. Okay, I'm pouring it. And let's see. We do have a caller on the line. We have. So just put a line up,
okay,
and we'll see
so
who we've
got. We've
got
all the lines are up.
Okay, let's just see
you
what we've got
just
going.
Run through them because
yeah, just
we're
run through
out
them because I'm pouring here and.
Okay, we're gonna go to line one.
Okay, but before you drink, you have to lick the lime salt off of body parts. Okay.
Hello, caller. You're on the air, caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
This is Robert McQueen, Kansas City.
Oh, hey, Robert McQueen. Okay, well, we know you, and we're glad to say hello to you.
How you doing, Robert?
Oh, pretty good. Thank pretty
you.
Good.
Okay. Do you have a question?
I just wanted to ask like for something. I just wanted to know how long she's been in the porn business.
How long?
Yeah.
How long?
How long have you been in the porn business?
Me?
April. Yeah.
I did my first scene in October 2005, so...
Do the math. Okay, next.
Next. Thank okay. you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Talk
take
you later.
Care. Okay.
Hi, you're on the air. Can I help you? What's up?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey, hi.
Hey.
What's your name?
Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Hey,
oh, I see your card here. Normal to have sex to masturbate, built... Well, tell me what your question is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Is this the same Robert?
Is it normal to,
Is this the same Robert?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay, go ahead. Go
is
ahead.
Is it normal to what?
I was wondering if it's normal to, masturbate and have sex multiple times a day.
That's really
sure,
safe.
That's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. That's not a question.
That's normal. You're
normal.
Okay.
Yeah. So normal.
A couple times a day, that's all?
That's all? What's
a
my
couple? Day? You know.
You should get some counseling.
Yeah, I think you need some Viagra.
Just don't chafe your dick.
No, you're right. Don't chafe your dick. You're doing good, okay?
Mm. All right.
We got a bunch of callers, so
okay.
We just keep going.
Do good.
Hey,
keep
hi, caller. You're on
practice
the line.
Safe sex.
What's up?
Hey.
Hello, you're
who's
on the line.
This?
What's up? You're on the air.
You're on the air. Hello, you're on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Okay, next.
Hey, hi, you're on the air. Can
you're
we
on
help
the
you?
Dr. Susan Block Show. Hello.
Hi.
So,
hello. Goodbye. Hi, you're on the air.
I wanted to know, does April
Robert,
do
what are you
any,
doing on my fucking
screenshot?
Show still? Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to April.
Oh, April. But
not
you're
you.
Not on the air. Bye.
Aww. I didn't hear my question.
Aww.
Oh, he'll call back. Wait a minute.
Sure
the phones
great.
Are going crazy.
Yeah, okay.
We've
got a lot of good. Lines for my answer is
good. Hi, you're on the air. What's your question?
Hello. You're on
Hello?
The Dr. Susan Block Show. Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, but
barely. We can hear you.
Speak up.
I'd like to know how much jacking off. I mean, I jack off all the time.
You jack off all the time. What do you jack off to? What do you think about?
Well, I like to think about you.
You like to think about me?
That's my wife. Be
do you,
careful.
Do you want to degrade me? Are you about to degrade me?
That's hot.
Okay. Oh, I'm happy
okay.
you think about
Jeez.
Me. I don't
okay.
care if you degrade me.
You're okay.
You're fine. Think
fine.
About me and
yeah.
actually right. call my services
Hi, you're on
go
the
to my
air.
Website.
Jesus. Hello?
Okay.
You're on the air. Hello?
Hello? You're on the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Jesus.
Hello?
Okay. Hello? You're Hello. On the air. Hello?
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 You know, Robert keeps calling.
This is me again. I just,
Okay, quick, what's your question for April?
I was listening to your show, and I gotta swear that you had a porn star on your show.
We
but,
do.
We had a porn star. We had a porn star.
We have a porn star here.
Porn star, right.
She's
okay,
enjoying
Robert.
Her agua. Did you have a question, Robert? Because she got
on.
Upset that we cut you off
yeah.
last time. You didn't ask your question.
I didn't tell her you were retarded,
yeah,
so, which
okay.
is okay.
Yeah,
all
okay.
right.
Now she knows,
but
though.
Now she knows. So ask your question. Be a
Come
good
on.
Kid. We love you, Robert.
He's a little slow, Robert.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. And don't call the answering machine
Go
three
ahead,
times
Robert.
A day.
Go ahead.
Okay. I do apologize.
That's all right.
No, we don't need your
words,
apology.
Ask your question.
Yeah,
ask
I was
the question.
Listening, and I noticed, I was hearing that Dr. Susan Block had had some panties on. This was the panties night, and
yes, I have
she was
some
saying that
on.
We're wet,
no,
and I just
don't.
Wanted to know, I was just wondering, can you think it? Thinking yourself into an orgasm.
Can I think myself into an orgasm?
Yeah, with panties on.
That's a question for April, right? See, I told
yeah,
you he's a little
yeah,
retarded.
Definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely.
Yes, Robert, the answer is
yes.
Yes. Thank you. Okay, move on. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Robert, you know we love you, okay?
Amen and oh, Imtiaz
okay.
is online too. Let's say hello to him.
Okay, here we go. This is Imtiaz is our dear friend, and he's from...
You're part of the world, actually.
Well, I'm from Dallas, really.
Oh, Dallas. Well, he's not from Dallas. Emtiaz, you're on the air.
Hello.
I'm with four amazingly beautiful, sexy, topless women.
And a couple of dudes.
Yeah, and a couple of hot dudes.
Who are not topless.
Take your top off, Ramsey.
Yeah,
come on, boys, really let's get naked.
Come on, Ramsey.
Okay, Emtiaz, what's up?
Hello, Susan?
Yes.
I can hardly hear you for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay, well, here we are.
I'm trying.
Can you hear me now?
No, still can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
It's just very, I can hear just very lightly. But anyway, I wanted to say hello to you and Max.
Hello.
And I hope to see you in 2 weeks. I'll bring Persia Monir with me, you know.
Persia Monir. We love Persia Monir.
Yeah,
do you know Persia Monir?
No, what's that?
She is actually fabulous.
I thought it was an event.
It is a woman from Florida, a fabulous Persian American porn star, MILF.
Oh,
yes, a hot MILF. And she plays golf. And she has a great card that shows her, like, swing in the club,
and
not at Tiger.
Has she ever done it?
And her top is going up over her titties.
And you were here. Who did you bring the last time you were here?
Last time he brought classic porn star Veronica Hart.
Oh, I love her.
I met her just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Yes, she's a lovely person.
Really I've gone to parties at her house. Ago. She's amazing. I love her.
Yes,
amazing,
yes, yes, yes. MTAZ brought her. MTAZ now has porn star girlfriends.
Just friends, by the way, not girlfriends, just friends.
Friends, porn star friends. Well, they're girls and they're friends.
We know don't associate, just friends.
I didn't say they were lovers.
Yeah, I want to be very clear on that, you know.
Okay.
I don't want to have any misunderstanding.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's bad.
Because you have women that would get jealous, I know. You do, MTS. All right, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right, MTS.
Yeah, I'll come in 2 weeks on the 31st of July.
Well, you can come before that, but, you know, we'll see you in studio.
Yes, definitely. You should come before that.
I hope you both of you are doing well.
We are.
We are.
And I'll see you in 2 weeks, God willing. Huh?
Okay, God willing.
And goddess granting. Yes.
Thank you.
MTAZ is a fairly strict, sort of moderate Muslim man.
Right?
Pakistani?
Yeah. No, he's
Pakistani, yeah. From Pakistan. I think.
Very nice.
Well, raised all over the world, very cosmopolitan.
Well, he's obviously very liberal in some way.
You have to talk into the microphone if you're going to talk.
He's obviously somewhat liberated.
No,
he's calling
totally
here.
He's really
yes, but he's also got his little strict side. That's why he said, make sure you know they're my friend.
Like the biggest perverts, the ones are really religious?
Sure, but I mean, it takes a. Some
so
sort
if
of
you
openness.
Have a
it takes
right,
some
but
openness
it's the repression
call.
Sometimes that makes
they're
them
talking
really
about
pervy.
You.
Yeah, but he can't hear
agree.
Us. That's the
I
best
agree.
Way.
No, he can hear.
He'll hear it later.
I agree.
Yeah, when he listens to
we
the archive.
You.
We love you, MTAZ. And by the way, next week, I just want to do a little foreshadowing. We're going to have a fantastic
show about
a book. We're interviewing the author of Sex at Dawn, Christopher Ryan.
That's
a great book. It's about how the whole idea of sex and monogamy changed basically with farming. That when we were hunter-gatherers, we were promiscuous. And it was, and life was good. And there wasn't much war or maybe any. But when we started to farm, and probably a woman invented farming, you know, the men took over. And then they started owning things and people and women.
We had to protect our wheat.
Yes, exactly. You have to protect your wheat, so then you have to protect your woman, so then you have to protect your land,
territory.
So then you have to protect your gold.
Then you have to kill the motherfuckers
you know,
who were trying to get your wheat.
Then we're on Wall Street and greed is good, you know. But anyway, it's a great book, and we're going to talk about this whole idea of promiscuity versus monogamy. And promiscuity has such a negative connotation to it, but we don't have words to describe just being a little bit free with sex. We really don't. We don't have that in our language. We don't allow positive words for sexual freedom.
Absolutely.
Well,
it
at least
sucks.
Not for women.
Well, guys can be a stud, I guess.
Right, but there's no positive sexual thing for women.
No.
Slutty.
Slut. We're trying to make the word slut into something positive, but it's an uphill battle. You know, I had a whole issue with the girls from Yale because I said they were, I said, you know, they were dressed in my slut wear, and they got all upset. They said, we're not sluts.
No, but you got to explain who they were. They were
They were the Women Rhythm Girls. They were fabulous girls. They were wonderful girls. They sang beautifully. We have a great DVD with them, but a few of them, some of them have been, are totally cool with it.
We let them loose in wardrobe.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Along the guys from
in my wardrobe, so they were all putting on my clothes.
Whiff and poofs or whatever.
Anyway, it's a long story. Get the DVD.
It's
well,
great.
I just want to, before we end,
we're
getting
to
it, and I want to talk to our fireman and his girl.
Ah.
Okay. I want to bring them up here.
Well, they have they actually have a microphone.
Oh, they have a microphone.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's bring them on.
We need a fireman.
Fireman and girl.
Could you bring the fireman and girl, bring them a microphone?
Jerry. Don and Jerry. Let's
okay, we're
let
on
them
the,
weigh in.
We're in at the bar microphone.
I'm here, baby.
Yeah. Hey. Are you talking to me from the bar, Jerry? Jerry?
Yes?
Oh, are you at the bar?
I am.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking a vodka and cranberry, but I'm on my way to you.
Oh, she is so hot, man. I'm telling you.
Yes.
I felt like I put my fingers in the
No
in
wonder
the
you need a fireman to bring you here.
He's a rescue
has to
diver.
Put out your fire.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Does he go deep sea diving in you?
Absolutely.
Totally. Wow. So,
you do. So, highly recommended.
So, how do you feel about everything? I mean, what do you think? What do you say? What comes to your mind when I say the word sex?
Oh, Dawn comes to my mind immediately.
Dawn. Dawn, you lucky devil, you.
Is he there?
She gave the right answer. My goddess. Now you can degrade her.
He's wonderful.
Oh.
I'm
why
very
is he
happy.
So wonderful? Got a big hose?
Yeah, that's absolutely sufficient.
He's
just a good
guy. He also has a great truck.
He does. And Don was great. He helped us move, and we celebrated his birthday a few weeks ago.
I saw him the following day.
Yeah. Oh, did you see that we had a naked girl with a cake on her back?
Yes, he told me that too.
Not that he did anything with her except blow out her candles, you know. But, yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
I would have been okay.
So, are you two, how would you describe your relationship?
No, you mean in an emotional fashion or a sexual fashion?
I leave that up to you.
Well, emotionally, it's wonderful. Sexually, it's exciting. It's open. It's just wonderful.
Open. Is it open, open?
I don't know if it's open, open. But I mean, it's anything goes open.
Anything goes.
Yes.
Wow. Is that how you would also characterize it, Fireman? Fireman Don?
I would say, you know, this is a lot of fun.
This is a lot of fun. And yeah. That's what you would say.
We're very well
matched.
Would
you say so? Look at this chorus of beauties here, you know.
I'm all about fun.
And you know, and your
and
girl is here. This is an ultimate
pleasure.
Date, isn't it?
Pure pleasure.
Pure pleasure. Mm. And what have you been drinking? No. No, he's been drinking in your, you know, aphrodisiac aroma.
That's right,
aroma.
My essence.
Essence, right. So you're having fun. Good.
Absolutely.
All right.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
It was. And now that we've met, we're friends.
Yes, and I will be back.
Not girlfriend. No, like
well, don't leave
okay.
yet.
Don't leave. Okay, we're about to end the show,
and
actually.
We've got 3 minutes.
Just
three minutes.
A minute.
3 minutes.
We want to just go around the room and just everybody say whatever they need to say that they didn't say to my audience.
You know, I did want to say something when we were talking about like sex and religion. I'm actually Mormon, born and raised Salt Lake City.
Oh,
and,
lordy.
Look at me. But I'm also like yeah. I come from a very like strict Mormon family, and like my family is like very prominent in the Mormon church. But I also come from a very sexually open family. Like I don't know if that's abnormal or not, but like my mom, for instance, she was so excited that I was gonna be here. She's like, "Oh my God, where can I watch it?" She's like, "That's fantastic."
Mm,
so
good.
Like I don't think that necessarily.
Mom.
Yeah, hi mom. I don't think that necessarily that like sex and religion can also go hand in hand. you know, like the sexual openness. I don't think that I've ever experienced any sexual repression within my family. Everybody's very out and in the open.
Wow, this is the new Mormonism. Wow. Is this what they mean by big love?
I actually love that show.
I bet you do.
But I it's kind of like within the family or whatever. But like I said, my mom is like proud and excited. She's happy that I'm here and that I'm able
right.
to freely express myself.
So. All right.
Come back next week when we have this author on. We need,
we need some
interesting people's views of relationships. Okay. Wow. I mean, I feel like maybe now I know the name of this show. Like
2 minutes. You got 2 minutes.
Naked
two
natural minutes. Boobage. Naked natural boobage. Naked natural boobage. Right? Right? It's amazing. He's holding the microphone to his chest, which is not a good place to have it when you're speaking.
Oh, well, okay. Let me turn it up.
Can I just say one thing real quick? Go ahead. This is April. We have our new show, our new movie, Artcore, coming out soon. And
Artcore.
Artcore. It's mixing sex with art. It's what like me and Carlos do. So you can order that through fattyd.com, F-A-T-T-Y-D.com, Artcore.
Excellent. And so we'll always remember that because that's Max's name, Max Artcore.
Max Artcore.
Oh, hey!
He uses that, Max Artcore. He's been using that since Max Hardcore.
Since my first arrest.
Right.
30-some-odd years
but
ago.
But anyway, we get it on your site, and we should follow you.
Or CarlosBets.com.
Okay, anybody else got stuff to sell?
You got something to sell? A stethoscope or a blood pressure kit?
Panties.
Something?
Hot.
Yeah. Okay. Used panties.
Okay.
Look out for the new Rob.
I can sell them tonight.
Yeah, I was just going to say
to look out for the new erotic. You'll, you know.
Okay, are you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter. It's Bloodshot Pix. P-I-X. Bloodshot and then P-I-X.
We're going to follow you.
I'm pretty excited to follow you as well.
Please do. Please do.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are
Janelle.
Susie.
Janelle, say goodbye.
Goodbye. I have nothing to plug.
She's got nothing to sell.
You have something to plug.
Vagina? I don't know.
Well,
okay.
So we gotta go, but we love you, and we're all about you. Naked boobs and you. That's us. And we want you to be good. Be happy. Look at porn. Enjoy yourself. Include consensual violence with your relationships, but don't hurt anyone non-consensually. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. Need to talk with someone about something you can't. Anyone else? Okay. You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.